this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of December of 2024. And I'll be reading it just the way it's printed. On the date, it says issue number 5, 12/2024. District N, North Carolina Lyons. District 31N, monthly updates. And here's the table of contents. DG comments, 1VDG comments, GMT message, 2025 convention, LCIF message, important dates, Boys and Girls Home, PIP Sid Scruggs, Raleigh Wealth Solution, Leader Dog, and Selma Lion Club. Make your mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team, and most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve leadership first. A. Elliott, District Governor. Hola, Lions. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving and are ready for the holidays. Don't forget to register for our Midwinter Convention flyer with all the information attached. Training is still in full effect. Let us know if you or your club are looking for something in particular. Also, let us know if you need assistance updating the Lions portal. Remember that it collects all the information we need for the district and updates Lions International on our progress. Thanks for all you do for your district, for your zone, for your community. Happy holidays, wishing you a season full of light and laughter for you and your family. May all that is beautiful, meaningful, and brings you joy be yours this holiday season and throughout the coming year. That's from Anna M. Elliott, Ph.D., District Governor 31N. Her cell is 254-415-2751. And the next page contains two color photos of some folks looking like they're receiving an award. Unfortunately, I cannot read what's on these plaques. It says District Governor in Action on the page. From your first Vice District Governor, season's greetings to everyone. It is the time of year when we reflect on the past year's accomplishments and plan our goals. I appreciate all you have done this year, and I am looking forward to a brand new year full of enthusiasm. Thank you for all that you've contributed to this district. Eye screenings in the district are doing great this year. A big thank you to clubs with their own screeners and clubs supporting the district KidSight program. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. And that is from Lion Jean Getz. Email is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Phone 414-640-5953. How to gain new members to your club. I am a firm believer of the strategy to just ask. Over my 20 years as a Lion, I have sponsored more than 100 members into my club, the Western Harnett Lions Club. Not a single one of these new members came up to me and asked, "Can I join your club?" You need to take the initiative and start a conversation with a neighbor, friend, or coworker and find out a little bit about the person and some of his or her interests, and then suggest that the Lions may be able to help fulfill their interests by some of the club's projects. Be positive. Let them know that you're proud to be a Lion. Invite the person to a club-sponsored service to get the enjoyment of serving others. Sure, you'll get folks that will tell you that the Lions are not for them. Do not take it as a personal affront. Thank them for their time and move on to another prospective Lion. Believe me, there are people out there that want to serve others. It is our job to go out and find them. I encourage or challenge each Lion to ask at least one person during the next month to join the greatest service organization in the world. Thanks to DG Anna Elliott, we are a positive 15 for the year. Last year, PDG Carly Metz brought back some interesting information from the International Convention about a new membership program titled Mission 1.5. I will talk about some of this in my next month's article. And here's some data. Membership totals for District N. As of December 19th of 2024, total members, 975. Added members, 67. Dropped members, 47. Net growth, plus 20. And that was from Lion Vince Schimmler, MD 31, Membership Chair. The email is vschimoller@gmail.com. The next couple of pages are application forms for the District 31 N and S Midwinter Convention, which will be held January 17th and 18th of 2025 at the Holiday Inn in Greenville, North Carolina. And I have read these registration forms a couple of times already, so I think I will just skip by these things. Y'all are probably already registered. The next page contains some photos of disaster areas. One photo shows a car nosediving into a chasm in the highway, and another photo shows a boat in a neighborhood where the water is up, almost covering the cars, and there are people rescuing others. LCIF benefits our local community and our neighbors around the world. Two pictures tell a lot of stories about storms and needs in southeastern North Carolina. The top left is a recent picture from Brunswick County, North Carolina. The one on the right is from Hurricane Florence. Our district received tens of thousands of dollars from Lions Clubs International after Hurricane Florence. Our district also received a $10,000 grant to purchase and equip a disaster trailer that is going to be used in Brunswick County this weekend. What do the two events have in common? Aid from Lions Clubs International Foundation. We are using the disaster trailer in Brunswick County on September 20th and 21st. A grant is also being prepared to request an additional $10,000 from LCIF to upgrade the trailer and replenish it. Your donation to LCIF not only benefits our local area, but our neighbors around the world. Your generosity changes lives, and LCIF wants to recognize your gifts. Donors who make a one-time donation of at least $50 are eligible to receive International President Fabricio Oliveira's Presidential LCIF Supporter Pin, which is only available this Lion year. I will have the pins available at the district meeting if you make a pledge during the cabinet meeting or make a donation of $50 or more. See the attached flyers. And that's from George Holston, PDG. Important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. Cabinet meeting. The third cabinet meeting will be January 18th of 2025 at the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. The fourth cabinet meeting will be April 27th of 2025 at the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer/Leaders Trainings. January 11th of 2025 at 9 a.m., Lions Industry of the Blind, Kinston, North Carolina. May 11th of 2025, the time and location to be announced. Tuesday Monthly Training. On Tuesday, January 28th of 2025, what you need to know about Leader Dog. On Tuesday, February 25th of 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International, Vision, Disaster Relief, Diabetes, and Environment. Tuesday, March 25th of 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International, Youth, Humanitarian, Childhood Cancer, Hunger. And then it says Tuesday, April 2025, Childhood Cancer. and there includes a link, a very long link address, to join the Zoom meeting on these topics. Boys and Girls Homes of North Carolina. The Lyon boys will be moving back in their renovated cottage on Friday, December 13th. If your club would like to do something for the boys for Christmas, please contact Tom Lamont at 910-646-3083 to make arrangements. Due to turnover in the house, we are asking for gift cards and generic gifts this year. Thank you, North Carolina Lions. And here is a card, if you will, from Sid and Judy Scruggs. To each of you, our special North Carolina Lion friends, Judy and I are wishing you a very blessed Christmas and a joy-filled new year. As we remember each name, we thank you for your special friendship. Instead of sending personal Christmas cards, we are making a donation to Brighter Visions and relief efforts for Western North Carolinians affected by flooding. Please accept this greeting as our personal Christmas card to you. And Sid Scruggs was apparently the international president from 2010 to 11. Here is a page that has the Raleigh Wealth Solutions logo prominently figured in the middle. There's a man holding a giant check to the Lions Club for the sum of $10,000, and some other pictures that show a few people, I think, receiving said check. This from Leader Dogs for the Blind. I recently shared the incredible story of Kayla and her leader dog, Kane. This remarkable leader dog team was made possible through your support. Today, I want to share another remarkable story about Fred, a Navy veteran, and his two loyal leader dogs. Fred served our country for 24 years before losing his sight in 2015. His first leader dog, Mix, helped him gain a renewed sense of purpose. Together, they educated children about guide dogs and participated in vision screenings. Fred is now on a new journey with his second leader dog, Brinkley, who helps him maintain his independence and mobility. We are committed to making more remarkable connections in the coming year. Please join our holiday drive to change lives by making a generous year-end gift today. Your support provides mobility, independence, and joy to people who are blind through their partnership with a leader dog. Thank you for supporting Leader Dogs for the Blind. Warm regards, Danielle Richards, Director of Philanthropy, Annual Giving, Leader Dogs for the Blind. And there's a portrait of Fred and his gorgeous lab, Brinkley, a very wonderful, loving photo. This page says, Leaders Training, Selma Lions Club. And there are two photos of people gathering together for some training. And here's our final page, an ad for Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. Their phone is 252-523-1019. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years, now offering Lions Club apparel. And they have five items here in the illustration, a yellow ball cap, a yellow polo shirt, a blue fleece vest, a blue t-shirt, and a blue fleece-lined jacket, all with the Lions International logo on the chest. And this is from LIB Graphic Solutions, Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated, in Kinston, North Carolina. Well, that was a pretty short newsletter. I'm at the conclusion. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5133. 1-800-832-3738. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.